if they're being quite heckly and you can interact with that, that's okay. It's worse when they're just quiet. Or, as happened to me once, one person turns to the other in the front row and says, he's lost it.
My favourite one of them was a comedian who should remain nameless, told me a story about a gig where there was a guy in a wheelchair at the front and he couldn't get his wheelchair out because of he needed assistance because it was a very small venue. And halfway through his act, he pushed himself out of his wheelchair and crawled out of the room. He thought that was going badly, that one. I quite like being excited. I don't feel excited very often. I quite like having hiccups when I was a kid because it was quite... it was some sort of stimulus, at least. I'm really profoundly easily bored, so I like to be stimulated. I could never get into religion for that reason. And the same with science, in fact. Both presented to me in a way that was so boring, I didn't know what to do, except chemistry, in which you could do things with stuff that went bang or fizzed. Or one time, our chemistry teacher actually really badly burned his hands because he spilt something and his hands were steaming and he was gritting his teeth. Sit down and read your books, like that, and then he went to hospital. Well, what I wanted to bring, because it's the most exciting thing close to... I grew up in Epping Forest, not actually in the forest.
In it, no.
So it was at the end of my road. And quite near to me was Loughton Camp. And Loughton Camp, we were told growing up, was an ancient earthworks, which has been in, it's been in the forest since at least 1971, when I first saw it. But in fact, it's so old it was the last home of Boadicea, or Boudica, as she's now known.
Yes.
And I was quite keen to preserve Loughton Camp and perhaps have it in the museum. When I mentioned this to the people at the museum, they said, that's rubbish. Boudica never lived in Epping Forest. I was a little bit deflated by that. But I've decided that I would like the whole of Epping Forest, because it has plenty going for it, and the earthworks are genuine. They date from 500 BC. There's been a forest there for 5,000 years. It's the largest uncultivated patch of land near any major city in the world. It's an extraordinary place. And I went to school at Staples Road Primary School. We were often invited to go into the forest to do bark rubbings. It is legal, and it's an admirable use of crayon.